USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, President Trump tweeted, "The Trump economy is setting records and has a long way to go. However, if anyone takes over for me in 2020, I know the competition very well, there will be a market crash the likes no one which has seen before." During an appearance on Fox News, Democratic Senator from Maryland Ben Cardin reacted to that tweet.
"Obviously, I disagree with President Trump. It's not the first time I've disagreed with him. I can tell you this. President Obama and the Congress, last Congress, deserves credit for planting the seeds for the growth in our economy."
Flights have resumed at Newark Airport after an emergency this afternoon. Everything was grounded at the New Jersey airport after a United plane skidded off the runway. There were no reports of any injuries. The FAA is investigating the entire matter, and the rain is not stopping the party in downtown St. Louis as thousands of fans celebrate the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond a resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
"It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down."
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Americans are following through with promises to rebuild an iconic cathedral in France. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Billionaire French donors who publicly proclaimed they would give hundreds of millions of euros to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of that French landmark, according to church and business officials. Instead, they say it's mainly American and French individuals via the Notre Dame Charitable Foundation that are behind the first donations, paying the bills and salaries for up to 150 workers employed by the cathedral since the April 15th fire that devastated its roof and caused its masterpiece spire to collapse. This month, they're handing over the first private payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of 3.6 million euros, or $4 million, while one spokesman for the foundation says the big donors haven't paid a cent, adding, "not a cent."
The cathedral also held its first mass on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Much of the health advice we receive today is misguided and based on old conventions rather than the latest research. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Harry Offgang. He's author of a new book titled The Good Vices, and we discuss how some of these studies can contradict each other and just make it even more confusing for everyone out there.
What we discovered, surprisingly, while doing the book, was how many contradictory studies there were with almost anything. And we do caution people even to take the studies in this book with a grain of salt, because studies are just that, studies. And almost for every study, you can find a contradictory study. And that's across the board in general. And I was surprised to see how many studies are actually retracted over time. So, yes, there is that idea of that certain studies are not the highest quality, but even when they are of proper quality, and in the book we had a world-renowned statistician check the studies that we used. However, you might find a good study, and then 10 years later there's a different study. So basically what you want to do is take the highest level studies, look at them, which is what we did, and then come away with the idea that use some common sense. And what we found was that a lot of these vices are actually not only not unhealthy, they're actually healthy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.